Welcome to Marriage Heart to Heart. We're Tom and Elaine Waters with Restoration International, and we're looking forward to our time together with you today as we talk about more principles in a marriage heart to heart.
So if you have your pencil and paper ready, we're going to be discussing prayers of love, those five important aspects in our prayers that can make our marriage loving and heart to heart.
You know, one of the difficult things is that many Christians, I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about Christians, don't use the greatest resource that we have available to us, and that's prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer is the key that unlocks the storehouse of heaven. And yet many times, and I know for us, there was a time in our lives that we weren't really praying prayers of love for each other. We were praying for lots of other things, lots of other people, but we have the opportunity and the privilege of praying prayers that can really make a difference in our marriage.
I know, honey, there's been times when we have found ourselves not really praying when we needed to pray, because things have come up and we're trying to handle them without prayer, and we don't go to the source of strength and power to find the answer.
And sometimes, you know, there are many people that will begin praying, but sometimes those prayers are self-centered prayers. And we had some of that in our experience where, okay, I know I need to pray, so I'm going to pray that God can start changing you.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, because if I can get God to change you, then I'm going to feel better and life's going to work better and it'll take the ripples out of our problems, right?
Well, it seems that way. I know we've probably both done that more than a few times early on in our marriage.
That's right. And I'm thankful that we can say early on. You know, we've been very vulnerable with you folks as we've shared our weaknesses and we've shared some of the difficulties we face. But the Lord has blessed us, truly blessed us, as we have come to Him. And as we've been vulnerable with Him, that we have a marriage that's heart to heart. It's been a long time since we've dealt with a lot of these things. And I'm thankful for that. And prayer has been a very major part of that.
It has been one of those things that's helped to keep us together, because when we've had differences, and I've always appreciated your leadership in this, when we've had differences, that you've come back and say, honey, I think we really need to pray.
Amen.
And make sure that our hearts are right with each other. That's that forgiveness, confession and repentance and forgiveness, and then that prayer time together, and then going forward new from that point on.
That's right. So prayer has made a huge difference in our experience. Mm-hmm. What about women? You've told me about women that you know personally that are in this self-centered focus, and they're so desirous of getting their husband to change that what's happening in the women?
Well, I think the desire is there, the real desire to see their spouse maybe become a Christian. Mm-hmm. To accept the Lord Jesus, but their prayers, while they're good for their husbands, they're not correspondingly living their lives to help answer those prayers. Mm-hmm. And so they find themselves, or they, in their relationship with their husband, they're critical, they're demeaning, they're controlling. And so, you know, we've experienced being with some of these people, and sometimes the husband is more of a Christian than the wife.
That's right.
So when we talk about praying prayers for our spouse, which we should do, and we're going to be talking about that a little later today, but as we talk about those prayers that we want to pray, we need to make sure that we are answering as much as possible our side of that equation, that we can demonstrate to our spouse the loveliness of Jesus, that they would want that, that desire would be something that they would want to have too.
That's right. I remember one evening, we had actually had a beautiful day together. It's coming to the close of the day, and I was sharing with you something that I had been praying about. And I was fully expecting that as I shared it with you, you were going to just see my way. I didn't think there was going to be any ruffles. But you know, as you remember, you didn't see it my way. And it turned our, what shall I say, beautiful day into a little bit of a problem at the end of the day. And I remember trying to get you to see my perspective, and I couldn't get you to see it. And I got frustrated, and I finally, because even at this point, I knew that to just keep pushing wasn't going to be the answer. And so, as you probably remember, I decided to leave the room and just go have a little quiet time with the Lord, which is the right answer. Mm-hmm. And those of you that are facing difficulties, this is the right answer. Now, I wasn't quite in the right spirit when I was doing this, but this is the right answer, rather than trying to fight it out or, you know, just force you to see it my way.
Because we don't always see everything like one another. We
That's
see
right.
things differently. We see them from different personalities and perspectives.
That's right. And I just was caught on this thing, and I went to the Lord. I went there with the right motive. I knew I needed to deal with my own heart and let God deal with my heart. But you know, I really wanted you to understand me in this thing, and I really wanted you to agree with me in this. And so I got down on my knees with the Lord, and I was telling him my problem. And I found myself, now I didn't really realize I was doing this at the time, but I found myself trying to get the Lord on my side.
I know. I've done that a few
times. If I can get the Lord on my side, Lord, don't you see this? I mean, my wife needs to see this, right? Right, Lord? And there I found myself on my knees trying to convince the Lord that he needed to be on my side. But you know what the Lord was finally able to get through to me was the Lord wasn't agreeing with me either. I'm happy to be able to say that. I mean, it didn't feel good in the moment, but the Lord convinced me while I was there on my knees that what I needed was his rest in my soul. What I needed was to quit trying to push my way and to give myself to the Lord. And then, not only could I be in agreement with the Lord, but then I could move back into agreement with you. And if you remember, I came back into the room a changed person. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's that miracle working power of God. We've seen it over and over again, that if we will choose to cooperate with him, he will change us, and he can change our prayers.
That's right. And so the first thing, the key important part is not necessarily to pray for the other person, but to start praying for ourselves. Mm. Pray for ourselves, our needs. Lord, make me different. Change me. Make me a better wife. Make me more responsive to my husband. Make me more sensitive. Make me more understanding. And ask God to change my heart first. That's where prayers of love need to begin. And we call it in our home, you've termed it, gospel order.
That's right. For me, it's become very important to pray in gospel order. And let me just share with you for a moment what I mean by that. I used to feel like it was selfishness if I started praying for myself first. You know, it's kind of self-centered, isn't it? I've come to recognize we can pray self-centered prayers like I was sharing a few moments ago, but we need to be praying for our own needs first. I have found that in gospel order, that means my heart to my Heavenly Father, what happens between my soul and God is what prepares me. When I have my quiet time in the morning, as I come to the Lord, as I open his word, it's what prepares me then to have the right kind of connection to my wife, to my children, and then on out into the people I work with, the people I meet. And so praying in gospel order includes our sure foundation, the Word of God, which we talked about earlier. It means praying for me, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Take out this stony heart and give me a heart of tender flesh. You know, these are biblical prayers. These are prayers, not that we have to pray Bible prayers all the way through our prayers, but I found I need this new heart experience. And if God is giving me that and I'm receiving that, it then prepares me to move on and begin to pray for you.
I really am encouraged when we go back to the Bible and we read the different prayers by the different individuals in the situations that they were facing.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how bad they were, what they messed up on, their prayers were heartfelt.
That's
and
right.
We saw a change happen after those prayers had been given. Mm-hmm. And so we first pray for ourselves and our personal need, my heart right with God. And the second thing the Lord has put in my heart is to pray prayers of thankfulness. That's been very important to me because I always haven't always been as thankful as I need to be, especially for you. And early on in our marriage, I started to focus too much on the negative, and I needed to learn how to be thankful and look at the positive. So daily in my prayers is a prayer of thankfulness. And I want to encourage you today that if you start thanking the Lord for your husband, if when you're having your prayer time, you thank Him for the things that He has blessed you with through your husband, you will start viewing your husband at the beginning of the day in a totally different light. And that's what I have really enjoyed about praying prayers of thankfulness. In fact, now my prayers of thankfulness even start earlier in the day. I used to wait till I was out of bed and, you know, gotten around a little bit before I had my usual prayer time. And now they start before I ever get out of bed, because every morning we have our cuddle time. Every morning. Every morning. I'll even set the alarm, or we will set the alarm a little earlier, just to make sure we have that time there. And when we have that cuddle time, I lay my head on your shoulder, and that's when I begin to thank the Lord for you. Mm. And those prayers of thankfulness have really helped me to develop my love more for you.
And those prayers of thankfulness have reflected back on me. And I am thankful for you, not just as a result of your prayers for me, but those prayers have reflected back on me. I experience your thankfulness. And as you know, and as I share with you very often, my thankfulness for having the special woman that God gave me. I've always felt that God gave you to me as a special gift, the woman of my dreams. You know, you're the most important person on the earth to me. And that means something to you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
There's security in that.
It is.
And that doesn't happen by accident. Some of that has come from these prayers of love. You know, I was thinking of the Apostle Paul. He says in Ephesians, the first chapter in the 16th verse, and I'll put it in the first person, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Well, we certainly are doing that, and these are prayers of love.
The third part of prayers of love that the Lord has put in my heart that I pray is that if you and I don't see things eye to eye, that if I'm wrong, the Lord will change my heart. And if you're wrong, the Lord will change your heart. Mm. That takes responsibility off of me to change you, or the responsibility from you to try to change me.
That's right.
And that's something several years ago, in fact, it's been quite a few years ago now, that we started doing in our prayer time, which is what we call prayers of love. Lord, whoever's wrong, change our heart. And if it's not us, then you change the other person's heart.
That's right.
I remember not too long after I started praying these kind of prayers, we had that tested, didn't we?
We sure did.
It was a nice backpacking outing that we were on, and we were hiking up into the mountains, and I was thinking ahead of all the things that had to be done and all the schedules and responsibilities we had to meet. And I was thinking about an engagement we had 6 weeks away as we're hiking this trail of things that we were going to be doing 6 weeks from now. You know how your mind goes on.
That's right.
And so as I was thinking about that, I was recognizing that we were going to be asked to be involved in an activity with our family that I wasn't comfortable being involved in. Mm-hmm. And I wanted.
But we had to be there because we were conducting the seminar.
That's right. And I wanted to talk to you about that and share with you my feelings and my concerns about that. Well, it was a perfect setting to do it in. I mean, we don't have a phone. We're out here just to enjoy family time together, way out in the middle of the mountains. And I can remember, you know, bringing it up, you know, in a few weeks we're going to be over here at this place, and one of the activities they're going to do, honey, I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And do you remember what else happened?
Well, I remember that we weren't seeing eye to eye on this situation.
Not at all.
And I was feeling quite a bit of pressure, because it's one thing to, you know, be involved and be there for the seminar and just blend in with the people. It's another thing when you're involved in the leadership of the seminar, conducting the seminar. And now, if we're not going to participate in this thing, what are people going to say? What's it going to look like?
It's not going to look good, is it?
No. And, I mean, not that we can be motivated by just what people think, but there is an influence. Mm-hmm. And we have to be careful that we don't use that influence improperly one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't agree on that. And we have made an agreement in our home that we won't try to force the other one to agree with us,
right,
which we're going to be talking about later in this series about communication. We're going to be talking about that point particularly. But I gave you my perspective, you mm-hmm. share with me your perspective, and I sense that your perspective might be more prone to pressure from other people, or peer pressure, if that's the word.
Certainly
we can
in
use.
That situation it was.
But I had to leave it alone. I had to pray that prayer of love, and I said, Lord, if I'm right, change my husband. And Lord, if I'm wrong, I want to know that I'm wrong. I want to know that I can stand by his side and participate in that activity and not have any inhibitions.
That's right. And now we're there.
And I still don't have an answer.
And we need to take a break. So stay with us to find out what happens next.
Welcome back. Well, it had been 6 weeks, and now it was 11 o'clock at night. The next day was soon to be here. And I thought my husband was fast asleep, and I was still praying because I didn't have an answer.
Well, I wasn't asleep, and the Lord was working on my heart. You know, sometimes it seems that the Lord is seldom early, but he's never late. And here we are. We're at the seminar. Tomorrow is when this is going to happen. And the Lord just brought it forcibly and clearly to my mind what I needed to do. And so, you got your answer. And it wasn't you that God needed to change in that situation. It was me. And I wasn't being stubborn. I just didn't see it clearly until that night as the Lord just brought it forcibly to my mind. And your prayers were really prayers of love.
They are prayers of love. And it's interesting how God solved that problem. I didn't have to be right, and you didn't have to be right. God wanted it to work out the right way. And that's what those prayers of love are meant to be. And it was interesting, the next day, you and I didn't have to say anything about that activity.
That's
do you
right.
remember?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else came and said, well, we're not comfortable the way this is done, and we would like to suggest something different. And we had
yes.
total peace, total unity, and harmony in our home.
And so those prayers of love were really a blessing to us, even though we didn't have to meet that test the next day.
So let's talk about the fourth prayer of love that we can offer. And this one is maybe more for me than something you would want to pray, but this has been important in my prayer life. Sometimes I feel a need, and I can't trust that the needs I feel are really needs or wants. And so I'll ask God, Lord, if this is a need, a real need that I have in my life, that you would put that desire in my husband's heart to fulfill that need. And as I've been willing to do that, it's interesting. I remember praying that prayer one morning as I was standing upstairs in the kitchen, and I said, Lord, I just feel like I need to have a hug from my husband. Not that you don't give me lots of hugs, but, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was feeling that need. And I said, Lord, if this is a need that's real in me, or if it's just a want, but if it's a need, put that in his heart. And just a few minutes later, you come walking upstairs and came over to me and gave me a hug and a kiss, and you just told me how much you appreciated me. And that was just like an immediate answer to prayer.
You know, that's exciting to me, and I hope to the viewing audience. This is the God that we serve. Not just that we serve, but this is the God that wants to reach into our hearts. And he wants to answer simple prayers. He loves us, and he wants to build the love between us.
Well, we need to talk about the fifth prayer of love.
That's right. The fifth area is a very special area to us. Now, we've always had family worship and prayed together and in the family, but one of the special things that we've been doing for quite some time now is the prayer that you and I have together in the evening before we go to bed to close the day. And I tell you, friends, this is something very powerful and beautiful. In fact, our oldest daughter came to us just recently. She came to us and she told us, you know, sometimes I hear you praying in the evening, because we pray out loud together. And she said, it means so much to me to hear how you pray together and what you pray for and to see how God is answering those prayers. So it touched her heart. We didn't even realize, but hasn't that been meaningful to us to have that special time to pray?
It has been, and that's something that you brought to me, and you said, you know, we pray in the morning in family worship, in the evening in family worship. We thank the Lord for our food every day.
We have our own private personal prayers.
Yeah, we have our private prayers, and yet the burden that you had was just a special prayer time, the last thing we would do before we would go to bed.
That's right.
And it's interesting, as you know, you brought up Allison bringing that to us, the influence that that has in the home. It is such a positive influence for our young people to know that we are praying for them,
Amen.
That we care for them, and we're bringing their challenges and their trials and their joys before the Lord, mm-hmm. and that we're asking God to give us wisdom to guide and direct them as they work their way through life. And, you know, to hear her express it, you know, I'm laying awake in there and I can hear you guys praying. I didn't even realize that she was doing that, but it made it more meaningful to me. And I hope that as we talk about these prayers of love, that it goes beyond just our marriage. It will have an influence on other people. First, those in our own home, our children. Maybe we're caring for an elderly parent. It will have a positive influence on them. Then to those around us in our community or in our church or in our work. Our prayers of love will bear an influence because they will be changing us. And we will be more like Christ, and that will always bear an influence for good.
You know, one of the amazing things to me as we've been doing this now for quite a long time is that praying out loud with you has seemed to make some of the things that I've prayed for with you just come alive and be so real and important. I mean, praying privately, quietly, silently is good. We need that closet prayer time, but praying with you and praying out loud for our needs, it just made some of the things come more into my mind and made me more sensitive to how I can cooperate with answering those prayers.
It does. It reinforces it in our minds because we hear it as well as speak it. And that only makes it that much stronger in our hearts. Well, I remember not too long ago, it was bedtime and we had worship and everybody was heading to bed, and you had gone down ahead of me downstairs to our bedroom, and I was sitting in my little glider rocker upstairs, and I had pulled out an old photo album that I just had this desire to look at.
Special memories.
Special memories. And I was sitting there, you know, just looking through it for a few minutes, and I got totally absorbed. And the next thing I know, you're coming back upstairs and you poke your head over the top of the stair rail and you said, "Honey, you coming to bed?" And I said, "Oh yes, in a few minutes."
I went back downstairs and I just had a little quiet time alone and waited for my bride to come.
And you waited and you waited and you waited because I totally got absorbed. In fact, I think I even said, "Well, you know, maybe you should just go ahead and go to bed," or I don't know what it was. But I came downstairs, I don't know, half an hour later. It was quite a while later. And I was trying to be ever so quiet. And I came into the room and there you were, sitting up in bed, waiting for me to come to bed. And I said, "Honey, you didn't have to wait up for me."
I didn't want to miss our prayer time together.
And that's what you told me. Hmm. You didn't want to go to sleep without that time. That was powerful to me. Hmm. And I was embarrassed or felt bad that I kept you waiting. But not once in that time that elapsed did you ever say, "Hurry up, I'm waiting for you. When are you going to get here?" You know, any of those impatient remarks. You just let me have that quiet time. You let me enjoy reminiscing through an old photo album all by myself. And you were just very kind and gentle with me. And that made a powerful impact in my heart.
Well, those prayers of love have made a difference and continue to make a difference in our home. And I'm thankful for that appreciation. And I want our viewing audience, as we bring to you a personal challenge, that you can begin today. If some of these things are new to you, or maybe these aren't new thoughts to you, but maybe life's push and pressures have kept you from really entering in to some of these things in a practical way. So we just want to share with you and encourage you that you will take these five things and begin to make commitments that these prayers of love will begin to be your prayers of love.
So the first thing we talked about was praying in gospel order.
That's right.
I pray for myself first, my needs, my heart.
Yes.
To be made
right. A new conversion.
That's right.
We need it daily.
That's the first and most important place we start.
And then we need to be praying for God to change me and to be thankful. Those prayers of thankfulness have been a tremendous encouragement to me.
And I know you're thankful for me too, because you express it many, many times in a day.
That's right.
And then the third area, the prayers of love. When we differ on things, when we don't see things eye to eye.
That's right.
That we pray not to be right. We don't pray to change the other person. We ask God to change whoever doesn't see it right.
That's right.
That's a prayer of love. Lord, if I'm wrong, show me, change my heart. Help me to be find rest in this. But if you're wrong, if my spouse is wrong, Lord, you can change him.
That's right.
I can't change you. I tried that early on, and it doesn't work.
That's right. And to make known to the spouse if there are real needs, and then that we pray daily together. That's been a great blessing. And I think it would be beautiful if we could just pray now. Maybe you'd like to pray, honey.
Father, we are thankful that we can come to you anytime. And we're thankful that you have put it in our hearts to pray prayers of love. Love for each other and love for you, love for others. And may your love flow into us. And through our prayers, be the person you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we've got something that's going to be fun to talk about next time we're together. Forming common goals. You know, many of us, we go through life dealing with the goals that we have to set to make things work in every area of our lives. We need to set common goals for what's going to work to make us have a marriage that's truly heart to heart with the one that we love.
This has been a Three Angels Broadcasting Network production.